One of the issues that come up this year, that when Erev Pesach Shachol B'Shabbos, is the issue of the Shabbos Hagadol Drasha. The old minhag in Europe apparently was the rabbis only spoke twice a year. Shabbos before Yom Kippur, Shabbos Tshuva, and the Shabbos before Pesach. So the question is, why is there a problem this year? You're allowed to give a shiur on Shabbos. We'll get into the other issues. It's not a problem of eating egg matzah, regular matzah, chametz, other halachic issue. What's the possible problem of giving the Shabbos Hagadol drasha? So of course you could always give a Shabbos Hagadol. You could give a drasha any Shabbos, but why specifically here? So the Maharal quotes that the purpose of the Shabbos Hagadol drasha is that it's halachically oriented. You have to teach the people about all the kashrus concerns, libun and hagola, what's kosher with Pesach. And if you wait until Erev Shabbos, Yudal with Nisan, you're going to have a problem because they didn't kosher anything properly, and then what are they going to do? So therefore, because the main purpose of the Shabbos Hagadol drasha is l'halacha, and l'halacha l'maisa, so therefore, this year you would move it up to Zion Nisan. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shita, and in fact, the Maharal goes so far as to say, even though most shuls don't use piyutim, don't say piyutim at all today, but there are special piyutim you say on Shabbos Hagadol, so according to the Maharal, you would say those piyutim as well. Darach HaShulchan disagrees and says the Shabbos Hagadol drasha is on Yud Dalid Nisan. Like every other week, I guess since the purpose of the drasha is for Makshava, is to inspire people. You don't want them to burn out too soon. If you inspire them on Zion Nisan, then they're not going to be into it by Kliyal Tezvav. So therefore, it seems to be a machlokes, the Mishnah Berurah versus the Arach HaShulchan, even though Rav Moshe, and I think Rav Henkin, they say as well, famously quoted in a machlokes, the Mishnah Berurah and Arach HaShulchan, we paskin like the Arach HaShulchan, because the Mishnah Berurah, the Arach HaShulchan had a shul, he was a rav of the community, he paskin shailas, so therefore, you go with the Arach HaShulchan. The Mishnah Berurah is the Chassid Ador. He brings down all the different chumras. I guess it's a discussion here, what's a kula, what's a chumra. But of course, and what that's actually saying is, the Machlok is Mishnah Berurah, Arach HaShulchan, you follow the Arach HaShulchan. So how does it work? When they both agree, so you follow the Mishnah Berurah. So basically you're saying that you always follow the Arach HaShulchan. Nevertheless, I'm just quoting the Arach HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah, but there are other shitas as well. And the consensus view here in what we call the colloquial Shabbat Hagadol drasha, people are going to do it on Zionis. And also this practically, because of the problems going to happen, or not problems, but challenges of having the three meals, depending which option you're going to take. If you're going to take the bread option, you got to do finish them all before the Yisr Chametz. If you're going to go with the egg matzah option, you might have a little longer. So because of that, also practically, I mean, you could always do it in the afternoon, I guess. But so the Arach HaShulchan went, keep your Yud Dalid Nisan. Of course, one could be Meikel or Machmer and give the drasha to, you know, a simple compromise to me would be, so the Zion Nisan, give the halachic Shabbos Hagadol drasha, and then Yud Dalid Nisan, perhaps in the afternoon, one could give the Shabbos Hagadol drasha for Derach Makshava and inspiration. So the consensus view, whatever it exactly means Shabbos Hagadol, whether it means giving the drasha piyutim, perhaps the question would be as well. The Ramah brings down the minhag of reading the Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadah. The Gra is against that minhag because you need with Bishas Matumarim, and you'll come back. But those who have the minute to read the Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadah, so perhaps that would play a role as well. And of course, even if it's not Shabbos Haggadah, I'll give you Mako, you're permitted to learn the Haggadah and go over with the Mefarshim. So that's the Machokis, what they call the Mishnah Berurah Aruch HaShulchan. Generally, we go with the Aruch HaShulchan, but in this one, in this route, it seems the consensus view is like the Aruch, is like the Mishnah Berurah, and they consider Shabbos Haggadah on Zayin Nisan and not Yud Daled,